Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Hello and welcome once again to Click It or Take It.
Woo!
Oh, I'm tapped out, you guys. This is going to be a long one.
We can only hope.
Oh, hey, everybody. This is Click It or Take It. I'm Nick Schaefer.
I'm Peter Mutino.
Glenn Marshall coming at ya.
Oh, I just got really sleepy all of a sudden.
Yeah, exactly.
That sushi is kicking.
Well, it's the rice expanding.
I haven't eaten all day, and I just ate a whole bunch of sushi.
As soon as the mics heat up, it's just time to snooze.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've been begging Ryan to start recording. It's like, we're ready. We're ready, dude. And then as soon as it happens.
Welcome to Nap Time with Pete, Nick, and Glenn.
We have a very special counter quiz today.
For the Game Master,
Nick Schaefer.
Oh, yeah,
Nick the Game Master.
I'm completely terrified.
Yeah, we decide if Nick will keep his title as the Game Master or, if he loses, become the Game Master.
Mm. Yeah, you guys really need to... I've noticed in the last couple episodes, since you've been calling me the Game Master, you have to enunciate both those M's. Otherwise...
Please be quiet, Game Master.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I don't even get to
Please. I'm glad you're sitting on the other side of the room. I don't want to catch anything.
Yeah, this does actually feel like I'm set up for an interrogation because...
Why? Because I'm shining a bright light right next to your face?
Yeah, we're in a steel room with a shower drain in the corner and a bare cement. No,
I'm wearing a gimp suit.
It's just Pete and Glenn sitting in two chairs across from me, and I'm on a couch all by myself with nothing but Ryan.
Oh, yeah, so
Ryan's
we have a counter quiz. Yeah. It'll all be pop culture because... Nick knows pretty much everything else, so he decided to attack full force the one weakness he has.
He's a very learned gentleman.
Yeah, so pop culture. Yeah.
I'm basically like Smaug in The Hobbit, except I have that one hole in my chest.
Which is recent pop culture.
And they're going to hit it with the black arrow of 70s and 80s pop culture.
Well, that's what you get for killing my ponies. All right.
Yeah, well... You know, I had a good run in that cave.
Well, you didn't have to tell me how delicious they were after you ate them.
Didn't have to, but you couldn't stop me. So, yeah, sure. I'm excited to see what you guys
have in store.
Yeah, oh, it's going to be good.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
We'll be holding off. You want to do guess the gender of the offender first?
Yeah, build up my confidence before.
Yeah, what I really want to do is like have that, and then we get to like turn the tables. Yeah, like, on
it's going to be nice.
Flip me like a turtle onto my back.
Yeah, exactly.
And just watch
you
play with wiggle.
I do wish I had more time to prove that I'm not really stupid to the audience before. I guess. Like,
yeah, right, Game Master. Pick up the...
Well, we have the rest of the podcast for that.
We do.
Later, we have history lessons with Nick Schaefer.
Oh, thank God.
Specializing in Western civilization.
He'll be reading directly from The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire.
It'll be a great, great
that's
cast.
That's largely debunked for the most part.
Be sure to tune into
that's
that.
That's a pretty archaic
This is you trying to... Okay, you're trying to prove
well, given,
smarter.
Well, given... Actually,
right.
In terms of... chronology, he was actually the factual stuff. He was very, very, you know, useful.
All right, we get it.
His interpretations were.
No one's going to think you're stupid after that.
No one.
All right.
Wink.
Except for people who actually know what I was just talking
exploding
about.
Exploding high five.
It's not exploding. Oh. It's not a.
All right.
There
well,
we go.
When we last left our gladiatorial combatants,
shotgun blue team laser. I want to be laser.
All right, Glenn had 3 points.
What's your
three correct answers?
Sweet names.
I have
Gladiators.
No, I'm a confident guy, and I like my name the way it is.
Turbo Diesel for American Gladiators.
Yeah, Turbo Diesel sounds really good. I'm gonna do that.
All right. Well, it's 4-3, Peter, as it stands now,
and
Ryan has a point.
Ryan has a point for his Saudi Arabia out of the fucking blue.
Yeah,
yeah. Quote,
out
nice
of
guy
the game
Eddie.
Too. That's like someone running onto a soccer field from the sidelines.
Yeah,
like uppercutting someone in the throat and then heading the ball into the goal.
The goalie. The goalie just got a save and he's like holding it and waiting for his defense to move forward. And then Ryan just comes over and hits him on the back of the knee with a pipe and then like pushes the ball with his hands into the goal once the keeper drops it.
And the ref is goal. Yeah. That's a goal. A third party team gets a goal.
An entire stadium is booing as he runs around with his arms in the air in triumph.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's kind of all I want to achieve in life. I mean, you peak there. If you have an entire stadium booing you while you're just cheering.
Yeah. Well, and you're a third party in a two-team game and you get a goal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Kurt Angle's the man. He accomplished that like every night on the WWF or WWE, rather.
I want to be a WWE referee so bad.
Yeah, but
that's
another thing Nick
that's
knows
such
nothing
a good
about.
Job.
I'd rather just do a lot of roids and become like the bad guy.
You mean the heel?
No, because...
Just a heel, yeah. Not necessarily like the evil bad guy, like how the Undertaker was evil for a bit, then he kind of got good, and then he was kind of in between. I want to be Kurt Angle. Just like everyone just boos you, and you always use a chair, and you always disqualify yourself when your title's on the line.
Yeah, and the more they boo, they're like, yeah,
yeah. You know something? They never lose unless it's a no DQ match. Like, they have to make it that. Otherwise, they will disqualify themselves.
No, but there's...
Yeah, they'll like punch the ref in the face and be like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, oh, that's so badass.
I just think being a wrestler would take too much effort. Like rehearsing, like learning how to do back
all those lines.
I don't want to. Yeah, yeah. Learning all those really
getting the yelling voice, getting in.
You need to get into that mode.
Referee, you don't need to know any rules. Nobody needs to hear you talk. All you have to do is like wave your arms around and get distracted really easily.
That and avoid getting like actually hurt by gigantic 7 foot like 400 pound.
I think I could do it.
Mincing around the
run
ring.
Up and
you think you got what it takes,
twice.
Brother.
You just got to remember when the right pin is.
Oh, yeah, and you
it.
Need to do, like, the elaborate, like, slapping the mat, like, three count.
The best is when they're kind of, like, incapacitated already, and they do the, like, really slow, like, one, two. Yeah.
Kick
the,
out.
The kick
the guy,
out,
yeah,
of course.
He, like, kicks his leg up really awkwardly, and somehow that, like, flops. I don't know how it, like, I don't know. That doesn't
yeah.
Seem, yeah.
You have to, like, tell them to get out the ropes. I also like, the total, like, ridiculous actions where they'll just be, like, at the turnbuckle, like, punching the guy, which is totally acceptable, but the ref will just push him away randomly and start yelling at them if they're the bad guy. You know, it's like, you can't do that right now.
Yeah. But I love how easily the referees are distracted on the side, too. Like someone will just have...
Yeah, like Trish Stratus just, like...
Looks. Someone just throw, like, the ref, like a sheet of bubble wrap, and then the referee... meanwhile, like, the guy in the ring is getting, like, beaten to death with a bat.
And he's systematically popping the bubble wrap.
And the ref... Yeah, and the ref turns around, and, like, the guy's bone is, like, popping out of his cheek, and he just does... Nothing
yeah,
is wrong.
And then he looks from the guy back to the bubble wrap, yeah. And then back at the guy, and
yeah,
goes
more,
back to popping the bubble
the
wrap.
The more I think about this, is an outrage. Why don't they have better screening processes for these refs. Yeah. Vince McMahon, if you can hear this right now, step it up.
Just hold the strobe light out and the ref is just stupefied.
Exactly.
Yeah, you want people to actually think wrestling's a sport? Why don't you get a real referee in there and put a defined set of rules in place that
make
they can
sure
follow.
They can pass the strobe light test. First
yeah.
Thing is
you know,
first.
Professional wrestling, I think it's all rigged.
No.
Yeah.
All right,
no.
Contrarian.
I think it is.
Yeah.
No, it has to be real. Why else would they be fighting? I think that segues nicely into Guess the Gender of the Offender, which I am winning.
It's funny. I do global searches for crimes anywhere, and all of the things that come up are from Florida, just no matter what. This is another one from Florida.
Peninsula is just breed crime.
This is Ponce de Leon.
Based that on nothing.
All right, you guys ready for Guess the Gender?
Ponce de Leon, wasn't he looking for the Fountain of Youth?
He found it.
Florida. Oh.
Yeah, in Florida. It's in Florida.
It was somewhere around Jacksonville.
It was a
anyway.
Really hot alligator that put out like a lot.
So it's still 4-3 Pete in all of our games.
Yeah, the game total 4-3. Ryan
right,
has
so
won.
Here's the next G of O G. All right.
You're trying to prove you're smart?
No. the sushi is
I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
The sushi is
I had to get that little jab in there.
Idiot. I can't handle it. All right. Investigators have arrested and charged a Dafuniac Springs resident after allegedly lying about a robbery to conceal their role in the theft of several hundreds of dollars. Authorities in Holmes and Walton counties responded Sunday to a 911 call about a report of a robbery at Royal's Package Store in Ponce de Leon. By the way, a package store is what people in the South call liquor stores.
To
sound, so they don't have to say, I'm going to the liquor store. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They go and buy packages. According to Holmes County Sheriff's Office news release, the store's cashier, 40-year-old last name Nicholson, told authorities a black male had entered the store, assaulted them, and fled on foot with several hundred dollars. After authorities obtained surveillance footage, the store cashier Nicholson confessed to stealing a large amount of money from the store over the past 2 nights, staging the crime scene and calling 911 to report a robbery.
It was just completely, okay.
Completely fabricated. Nicholson was charged with falsely reporting the commission of a crime and grand theft. The offender was taken to Holmes County Jail, where they are awaiting a first court appearance. Guess the gender of this offender.
All right, I'm going to go first because I'm behind here. I need to try
Let's
to make
it.
Up some ground.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm going with chick, and I really
See,
don't
I
have
do
that much
too.
Information. The only thing I'm going off of is like the whole like I was assaulted thing is more believable if
That's
it was
what
a girl.
I'm thinking too.
Yeah,
I'm actually,
so are we both gonna get, we're gonna hedge our bets here.
Unfortunately, I'm gonna pull the heel as in WWE and pull the no DQ thing. So
we're both going chick.
You're both correct.
Nice.
Yeah,
now, dude. High five. I don't even care if we're competing. Right
yeah,
now.
High five. That All one right. didn't explode, but you know it was good enough for me.
It was very, the manipulation of that, but then not thinking through the details like a surveillance camera.
That's in your store. You have complete control of it. Like, get rid of the tape or
that, and they're stealing like a few hundred dollars
from
themselves. That and like you get a solid paycheck from that place. A few hundred dollars every week, but instead you just need to steal it right then.
Yep.
And then
ridiculous.
Get fired and then go to jail. Okay, great. Florida.
Woo. Yeah, all right.
Trey Parker, only a woman.
All right, let's move on. Whoa, dude. All right. Whoa.
I know.
I thought this was supposed to be an accepting. We're just supposed to make observations about gender, not.
It's ever since we changed the title to Click It or Ticket from The Family Cast.
The Family Cast?
Le Marshall's Family Hour?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've
got. I hear a podcast, dog.
I have another crime from Florida, though.
Oh, great.
This one's from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. And this one's a little bit more zany.
I like zany.
Yeah, I like the term for the zany, too. I'd mentioned this in our last podcast.
Oh, yeah, this is the one from earlier that we didn't get to.
Yeah, this is really zany. Parker the podcast dog is coming in.
Oh, Parker the podcast dog in the house.
I can sense that you're all out there are excited too.
Okay, so you guys ready for the next one?
Oh, of course.
Oh, bring it.
Uh-oh. And I got to keep Parker away from my sushi.
No, he doesn't like fish.
Oh, okay, great.
He's gay.
Did you read that in his journal?
Oh, yeah. No, his live journal, actually.
I heard it on his podcast. He's actually like our senior member overlooking it. He's our producer.
He looks so pensive and troubled all the time, but you know he's not thinking about anything.
Yeah, he's just brutally retarded, and he's thinking about like humping something or sleeping.
Yeah. All right. So, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Rescuing a peacock led to the arrest of one former local politician Sunday morning. Former city council member, last named Tucker, age 76, got a call from the Fort Walton Beach police saying a peacock had been spotted on Santa Rosa Street and asking if it was his. Tucker was not sure, it may have been someone else's peacock, but would be happy to check. After corralling and capturing the 8-foot-tall peacock, Tucker and an employee had a bit of trouble trying to load it onto a pickup truck. Fort Walton Beach police officer interrupted their loading effort at the intersection of Memorial Parkway and Santa Rosa Street. The officer approached to ensure they meant the bird no harm. They told her they were going to move the peacock. She asked for identification, but Tucker did not comply, said Sergeant Rob Millard of the Fort Walton Beach, etc. So, the arrest report said Tucker jumped into the pickup truck and backed up, nearly hitting the officer as they fled the scene.
Oh, wow.
The patrol officer almost had to dive out of the way to keep from getting hit. I am fucking leaving, and you can follow me over there and arrest me there, Tucker said, according to the police report. Do whatever you need to. I'm leaving.
All right, quick recap. It's a 76-year-old individual, former politician.
Former politician. What? City council or something.
Oh, see, that changes my whole...
City council. Yeah, if it had been a governor or something, that was pretty obvious what it would be.
Shit, because I was going to say, 50 years ago or like 40 years ago, it was like some chick, like state senate. I don't know.
I'm going to throw it all out there. I'm going to say a guy. I'm saying that's a guy. I just have a feeling that it's like, you know who I'm fucking? I'm going to do what I want. You're going to arrest me or whatever.
Yeah. I'm going chick. For some reason, the peacock gives me female vibes.
I feel like when girls have power, they are a bit more tactful with it.
That's true.
They know how to wield it better. Guys are just like, look at the power.
Think of the pool. Think of the pool of women who could actually like get a political position. They probably have to be a little smarter. I mean, maybe she has Alzheimer's now.
Parker's hypnotized.
All right, I'm going with chick because I need these points. I can't.
Okay. All right.
I can't.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, Glenn, you're digging yourself a bigger hole. It was
a guy. Shit.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I should have doubled up.
And the crowd boos, but Mutino is celebrating.
We have a multiple choice, though, which is...
all right, so I'm down, 6'4" now?
6'4", your height.
I wish.
All right, this last one, there's more room for you to come back because there's 4 choices. This is Histories Mysteries.
Nice.
Okay. This question was...
a separate tally, so I guess I won against the
general. No. The 6'4" is a commutative total.
All right, that's fine.
Because otherwise we're going to have to keep separate statistics for everything. And
we're just too stupid for
that. I'm really not that
don't
smart.
Especially Nick.
No, Nick's really smart, though.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go. History's
so
Mysteries.
So embarrassing. All right, History's Mysteries. This was inspired by, this was sent in at my email address, nick@peaklandandnick.com, by my sister.
Great email.
Or one of
you
our three
You could just say
listeners.
A listener. It makes it sound a little more legitimate.
Oh, yeah, this is sent in by a complete stranger.
A big fan.
Thank you, Annalisa.
She would want credit.
Annalisa, you rock, by the way.
All right, so she had sent in, she pointed out, she heard our assignment pad conversation the other day.
Hey, baby.
And she said that she'd seen an assignment pad that had fun facts on it. And it said, in America, toilet paper was invented in the 1850s. And it had a picture of a cowboy for some reason.
Naturally.
So that got me thinking.
That drop from Brokeback Mountain for right there.
That got me thinking, what did people do before toilet paper? And then I did a little more research, and I found out what country toilet paper was first invented in.
Ooh.
And so I want to see if you guys can guess which of these four countries invented toilet paper
now,
first.
It didn't come to America till like 1846 or
18,
whatever?
Yeah,
that's when the movie Coming to America came out.
But it was already around elsewhere.
That's a Gene Wilder movie, right?
No, I'm pretty sure it was Eddie Murphy, right? And James Earl Jones.
I was making fun of myself.
Oh, because you're not smart,
I've
but you are smart. Okay.
Soul Glow. I love that movie.
Soul Glow. I forgot about that.
Anyway, but let's hear these choices.
All right. A, Japan. B, China. C, France. D, Ancient Rome.
Ancient Rome seems like the obvious one, but like, because they invented like asphalt and everything else. China, I'm going with that. Maybe they made like some sort of silk fucking toilet paper. The Japanese are a cleanly people. France, though?
Would you like to go first? Sounds like you're on a roll here. I don't want to step on it.
Just steal all of his thoughts. And then
I really don't think it was France.
Yes, you think for me, then I decide.
France people were like shitting in a hole in the street. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've been
that,
to France.
That was like last year.
Yeah,
like,
I've been to France, yeah, and there's cities that the center of the road was just like a deep gully, so they could like throw poo in it. There's just open sewers in the middle of the road.
Yeah, Versailles, which was the cleanest place, or not the cleanest place, was the fanciest place in France. They would shit in stairwells.
Yeah, people would just like sneak off
and
like
go into one of the 200 rooms and just like pinch one out.
That's so great.
And then just walk back with their farty ass wigs.
Exactly.
But they might have wanted to wipe afterwards.
Oh, so Pete, you're making the contention that the wig is the first form of toilet paper?
Well, that's a very technical, you know, that's a technicality.
All right, I am going
to go. By no means am I saying that.
I'm going with China.
And I'm going to go with Japan.
Final answers?
Final answers, baby.
Glenn is gaining on Pete. It was
Woo!
China. And they had Japan beat by 100 years based on some accounts.
Wow.
6th century Japan. The Romans did clean their buttholes, but they used a sponge on a stick.
Yeah, smart.
Now, why don't we use that anymore?
I don't know. I would love a good butt sponge.
I guess because it's not disposable.
Yeah,
you can make a disposable butt sponge.
A Swiffer butt sponge.
Yeah, what I want is like it's like a pole that you stick into like a different butt sponge cartridge every time, and then
so
you can
essentially, I guess it was like
yeah,
a loofah.
And then you can just eject the loofah thing into the. But also, it's you can flush it in your toilet. It's like disposable that means.
Sounds
yeah.
like
and
you're sitting
just,
on a gold mine. Shitting on a gold mine.
Shitting on a gold mine.
I'm sitting on a toilet. I'm using the gold mine to wipe my butt.
Wow, these are hotly contested. You guys are doing...
Yeah, this is neck and neck. Ryan, what's the official score as of...
6-5, you.
Pete 6, 1-5.
Pete 6, Glenn 5. Still pretty neck and neck.
This
but
is still anybody's game.
I know.
Of course, they'll be playing it for the
I'm
next
couple Tiger Woods
couple
to your Phil Mickelson.
I feel
I know I say that all the time, but now we have a reason to make it true.
Wait.
Quantify it.
Yeah,
look how smart he can is. Can I be the John Daly guy? Because he gets like drunk and smokes cigarettes.
Yeah, he hasn't won anything.
Oh, well.
He won like the U.S. Open, and then he was like, money, bye.
He sold the trophy for beer money.
Yeah. For and like a truck of cigarettes.
Yeah, for a custom van filled with cigarettes and scotch.
Does it depress you guys that, I mean, you guys, anyone who plays golf, it must be so infuriating that it's like he's still way better than almost everyone. And
I think
because I think that's the beauty of
yeah,
the sport.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Yeah. That's like what golf is.
Yeah.
It's like
Tiger
baseball.
Woods can work out every day, but John Daly can still win, a championship.
Crush the ball.
So it's kind of like David
Wells.
Sweat
a lot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
See, David Wells is a bit more of an infuriating anomaly, you know?
Yeah, because there's some modicum of athleticism.
Yeah, no, but if you go back in like baseball history, even recently, like there's tons of David Wells.
Yeah, pre-steroids,
especially
yeah.
pitchers, like big 6'5" dudes who like, have a huge gut slopping
over
their belt.
You only have to work once a week.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly, and they love that.
I love that too. It's nice to have a nice character on the team. I just like that it's not the whole team anymore, though.
Oh yeah, like a bunch of
slobs. For a team of fat guys, I feel like it's vaguely.
Oh yeah, like the 93 Phillies was just
yeah yeah.
Mess.
Like what the hell is that?
Mitch Williams, yeah, Mitch John Williams. Krug.
Ugh.
Lenny Dykstra.
All right, so are we gonna
a name
fire
to match
here?
About
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Is it time for us to turn the tables?
I think
on the Game Master.
Yeah.
Or no, the Game Master title is in contention right now.
Here we go. As we said earlier, Nick knows just about everything. He's probably the most learned person I know. But
except my
as he will admit to you, he has very little knowledge of pop culture in general.
We've had a lot of funny moments where I'll be hanging out with Pete and our friend Mike, and they'll be talking about some Mighty Mighty Boston song, and then I'll just
funny
be like,
you should
what?
Say that. Yeah, the first question is kind of a personal shot at you because it is based off that. What single by the Mighty Mighty Bosstones was once considered by Vibe Magazine and many ska fans to be the most popular punk based song of the 1990s?
So you said it's based on that, but it isn't directly that because that song was Knock on Wood, right?
That's the chorus, but there's another official title.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
You want to have the last line of the chorus.
I know there's...
You want to make out, pre-victory make out piece?
Yeah, if you have to sing it out, that's okay.
That's all I know.
You know, keep singing the whole song.
I know they had that song, Where Did You Go? Was in Clueless.
I'll give you a hint. That's not it.
I'm just stalling here.
I'm impressed with that, though. That gets me scared for some of my other questions.
I think we're safe.
Yeah, me too.
He's the one who
clearly
the mighty...
song.
Yeah, I know. That's the
know,
best part.
Yeah, no,
I don't. I have...
You get. Know what? You get.
No.
Well, if he doesn't know it, so
I don't.
But he gets half credit. But
for
he knows...
what?
For knowing
for
the
naming
song.
The chorus.
Yeah, he's much more hostile. I'm just trying to.
No,
have...
I just think that you either know the answer. Or
don't
you
take
don't.
It out on me that Pete's drawing.
We already established the rule that if he doesn't get it, he's the game master. I think that's hostile. All right. Enough, all
right
okay.
All right. Oh God.
Four questions. Here.
I never thought I'd have to.
Not good. sure, it isn't good. And I'm glad I haven't yet.
Blank.
I don't know.
It's all the right. impression that I get.
Impressions that I get.
Oh God. Doesn't rhyme with any of that stuff. It does. I guess the yet.
Yeah,
but
yeah. It's all right. I'll give you half credit.
I'm way more famous than them anyway.
You knew the song. It's true. This podcast has launched all our careers.
I only know that song because
Mighty Mighty
Bosstones.
If you're listening to this,
yeah.
I'm listening to your music. All right.
But like I said,
but also we're more famous.
The only reason I even knew that pathetically small amount of that song is because I was made fun of for not knowing that song.
Yeah, Dickie Barrett can totally suck it. By the way, go back to Boston, you hack.
Glenn, I apologize. Right. This isn't written out that clearly, but Glenn requested to ask this question.
Oh, yeah.
This is the one Glenn came up with.
Oh, that all one right. I at least had some preparation. This one, I've no idea.
Yeah, it was,
all right, and you have like another little clue at the end of this one, right?
Yeah.
Do I get any lifelines? Like, can I ask?
Absolutely
Stinky?
Not.
If we could,
because we had him looking it up on Wikipedia.
Once we can figure out how to Skype people so they can call in,
yeah, we'll
then we
Nick
will totally have lifelines.
You know, we had Ryan look like get the exact like questions,
and we will
Wikipedia
use Mike Critelli every time.
All right,
whether he likes it or not.
You ready?
Is this also impressions that I get?
No.
Is the answer Japan?
All right.
China, actually.
Name the pint-sized sidekick on Fantasy Island who told... what is that?
Well, it's not written out. You know what the...
God.
Gist of the
question. Oh, yeah. Who worked for Mr. Rourke.
Yeah, he yells boss as he planes. He planes that
plane,
guy?
The plane, yeah.
Yeah.
He was also in Goldfinger, right?
No, not Goldfinger. He was in The Man with the Golden Gun.
Oh,
he was Scaramanga's assistant.
Didn't see that movie. Never saw
that. Oh, it's
movie.
A good one. Christopher Lee.
Oh, I bet. I'm sure it's wonderful.
Yeah.
There are a lot of great things I haven't seen.
Which is why we ask these questions.
The name is almost exactly similar to a...
You knew the catchphrase, though. I say he already gets half credit.
Yeah, see... This is
No. We were going to give him the catchphrase and the question.
Is he playing?
But he beat you to the punch.
But, see, because I know...
I'm giving you
images. I know pop culture images, but a lot of them I just don't know where they come from.
Pete, you'd make the worst teacher. All your kids would be retarded.
They'd be encouraged.
I'm just doing it how I learned.
They'd be encouraged to ramble generally about the topic and never actually have to learn anything.
I don't know if you've ever
passed high school.
I don't know if you've been to college, Glenn.
Yeah, seriously.
I just did great doing just that.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah.
Just all you have to do is learn how to connect it to something you do know and then ramble about that.
All right, so
people will
it's not Vern Troyer.
I can give you another hint.
With that method, people either buy it or they just think you're crazy. So either way, you're passing.
Yeah, they don't want you to hang around in their class for another semester. So
they're just like,
they don't
out.
Want you coming into their office complaining about your grade.
It's like, take your C minus and get the hell out of here.
All right, I can give you one last hint.
What's the last hint?
All right. In the early 2000s era, there was a two-female band who had, like, a whole lesbian type
tattoo?
Act. Yes.
Oh, nice. That was a good hint. Wow, that was
so
the best
like
hint
tattoo,
I've heard
Gazoo.
For anything ever.
All I got was two lesbians, and Nick jumped down my throat.
Oh. Dude, I was, like, 13 at the time. They had hot Russian lesbians. I was all over it. Let's see.
We were actually very, very, when we chose these, we were specific not to choose anything with females. We're gonna be like, Nick might know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a Miley Cyrus question in there, and we're just like,
he'll probably know who she is.
I know who she is, but she's Billy Ray Cyrus's daughter.
Oh, yeah. See that? Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we dodged a bullet there.
Now, I don't know a single Billy Ray Cyrus song,
about,
but.
Oh, Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, is that
the
who
author
that was?
Of Achy Breaky Heart. Okay. Miley Cyrus's dad. All
right, so Nick has.
Is tattoo the name of the?
Yeah.
I'll say you have 3/4 of a point
for that one. So he's up to 1.25.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. So let's get these next.
No, I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I'm pleasantly surprised that Pete. Actually, I'm not. There's nothing pleasant about the surprise I have right now.
When
Pete
you said
is a little lenient.
I got to say, when you said Fantasy Island...
It's open-ended. At least he gets to the courtesy
all right,
of
right,
our
right,
choice.
When
shame,
you said Fantasy Island, shame. I immediately had deer in headlights because I just thought, wait, is that like a new reality show or something? I had no idea. None
I believe
at
that's
all.
Temptation Island, Nick.
Oh, right. Which I saw about 5 minutes of yesterday.
Temptation Island is still
well,
on?
I got to start studying up for this now.
Oh, okay. You have to catch up true. On all the pop culture. It's like that scene in The Fifth Element where she just like runs all that stuff in front
oh,
of
I've
her from
I've
the last...
Oh, I've seen The Fifth Element about a dozen times. Yeah. So Jean-Baptiste Emmanuel Zorg. I'm all... Yeah, I can do that. If you guys want to ask me Fifth Element questions, I can do that.
Note to self, do not ask any questions about The Fifth Element. All right, here we go. All right, next question.
I'm terrified.
Only 2 left. You can do this. Nick Rick can help. What hit 90s sitcom featured the 3 characters, Joey Gladstone, Jesse Kostopoulos, and Danny Tanner? And
oh, Full House.
Oh, nice.
I shouldn't have given the Danny Tanner one. That gave it away.
I know. Danny Tanner, I was a little...
I learned that from the Bill Filmaff, Danny Tanner.
Oh.
Yeah. That's not from actually... I've never seen an episode of Full House.
Shit, dude. Danny Tanner
the
boned
internet
us.
Has foiled me once again.
All right, so yeah. Nick is up to 2.25 Ooh. Points.
These are all loopholes. This is all my tangential knowledge of things. Not
yeah,
actual
if you
knowledge.
Get more than a... Let's say 1/4 of a point here. I think he
is still the game master, and we are the game master, which I have no problem with. Yeah. You're really attractive.
Which is odd
to
because
me.
We're holding hands right now.
I know for that
it's good
last
radio.
Question. It is.
We really don't dislike gay people, though.
No, not at all.
No, no, man.
I just think it's
quite the opposite.
Oh, I guess because it shouldn't be the opposite though. If I really know pop culture, then wouldn't I be the game master? Because
let's not explore this too
okay,
much.
Right.
Actually, contrarian, take it away.
All right, yeah. Sorry.
Not necessarily is your first reaction.
Yeah.
Before he's even formulated his objection. Okay, but
it's my nature.
Doctor,
how can one go against their nature? That's what I ask you.
You would go against your
That's
nature.
The final question.
So wait, if you go against everything, and your nature is to go against everything, and then you go against, are you? Do you see where this loop is headed?
Right, there's steam coming out of Parker's ears. I think you're about to blow his mind. Nick.
And if the podcast dog blows up, this podcast does not blow
well,
up.
Well, that will be covered with okay. internal organs of a dog, which would be awful.
Okay, final arousing? Question, Nick. Yeah.
All right, final question.
Drum
ready.
Roll, please.
I'm ready.
Name the male star of the hit Disney High School Musical series that recently hosted Saturday Night Live. Was voted the #1 hottest guy by 17 magazine and will be starring in the upcoming film 17 again.
Is this from your Facebook profile?
You know it.
Zac Efron?
Wow.
Dude, why would you give him something that you knew was on your Facebook
it's
profile?
It's not on my Facebook
that
profile.
That would have been my only guess. Oh. Otherwise,
was
anyway.
He kidding with the Facebook profile thing?
Yeah.
It says under your profile photo, it says note to self put shirtless photo of Zac Efron.
No,
here.
It says Zach Kamen. I'm one of my friends from school, actually.
Oh, really?
Zach Kamen, if you're listening to this, you can go fuck yourself.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Thanks for ruining the game.
No.
No, not you. Him.
Oh.
That kid that we're going to...
The Game Master. Oh, yeah. Zach Kamen. We didn't bring the game Zach Kamen. More like lame Zach Kamen.
I really lucked out with these.
Yeah, I know. All right. Questions. So you can hold on to the Game Master title for another
just,
couple
just
days.
Just by the skin
No, I like it. It was valiant, though.
No, I know. You fought tooth and nail. You were like a rodent trapped
see,
in a corner.
That's why I'm lenient.
Like a badger.
That's why I'm lenient, because a nice dramatic swell.
It's like he goes right for the genitals. Yeah,
really.
And the cast.
Yeah. I think it was a nice ending.
Oh, we're at 3 penis minutes again.
Really?
Can we make that card 3-0 instead of 3 penis?
I mean, now you're just messing with tradition.
All right.
Yeah, seriously.
All right.
This has momentum of like 2 episodes.
Once
the penis goes, the cast goes.
Yeah, when I say 3 penis minutes, that's actually what's written on our
yeah,
cause,
Ryan
cause it looks
has...
like a 1 because there's a 31 minutes, but Ryan likes drawing penises. Yeah, but...
Oh. But then it says penis.
Why does it say 29 on the...
Wait, we're at 3 minutes left or 31 minutes? We are at 31 minutes and you are still with us.
Ryan's,
God bless you.
Ryan's lying
audience.
To us. It says true. So you lie to us
every time.
Wow.
So this podcast has been formulated on deceit, and I
which,
like that.
Yeah,
it's built on a nice foundation of lies, which is that's stable, Ryan.
Do
you know anything about fucking construction and engineering?
My concern is I don't know how we're going to squeeze in all the chicanery in only 30 minutes.
Oh,
I mean, we have plenty
fantastic
of room for the deceit.
Word.
You know, a lot of the flim flam is going well.
I haven't heard flim flam in so long.
But,
what is flim flam?
Nick's trying to actually like talk to us, and we're just boggled by his intellect and vocabulary.
If you guys had asked me like a single like Motley Crue question, or asked me, you know, anything, any of those middle James Bond movies, I've never seen any James Bond movie without Pierce Brosnan or Sean Connery. By the way,
wow!
All right, we'll get back to work on this, and you will be wearing the crown of penises that is fit for the Game Master.
Tune in next time. Will Nick be foiled?
Will Nick be forced to wear the crown of penises?
I've survived one more time. Now, just as a warning, we're recording this actually in advance. Our engineer is going to be missing for a couple days, presumed dead.
Yeah, we doubled up today.
So we doubled this up so we'd have something for you guys while he's gone, but there may be a couple days where there's not something up that's all Ryan Green's fault. We're helpless without him, and he's gone, so...
Yeah, so hopefully he can do some work on the website while he's alone.
Yeah, hopefully this will tide you over. All right, thanks for listening,
yeah,
everybody.
Thanks a lot,
guys. Love you guys. Tune in soon.